Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dreams in Motion group chat. The topic will be given after these presentations. Welcome and enjoy today's program.
The topic is teaching is the world's most underappreciated career choice. So what we're saying here is teachers don't get enough appreciation or recognition for the job they do. That's basically what we're saying. Do you agree with that or disagree with it? So we will start with Babuti.
Hello everyone. I agree on the topic that a teacher are underestimated as a career, because I think that a person pay should be proportionate to its productivity, its efficiency. And teaching is among, if not the most efficient and the most productive job in the world. But it isn't appreciated proportionately to that efficiency and to that productivity. That is one point. You know, in other jobs, when you look at the doctor, at an engineer, at something, that person should be appreciated on his talent, on what he do, or what his productivity as an engineer, as a doctor. But the teacher itself is that person who is behind that. When you look at a patient who being treated in any hospital, that is, we see only the doctor. But there is a teacher behind that. When you see a bridge that is built in any region, that is an engineer. We don't see behind that the teacher who is behind that engineer. And we appreciate the engineer, we appreciate the doctor, we appreciate all of this person, but we forget to appreciate the teacher who is behind that. That is one reason. The second reason is that teachers rarely get promoted. Teachers are always in the same school or the same universities, and the persons who came in the school and get graduated and have a new job, but at the same time teacher will still at the same place. Some of these person might be good politician, some of those good businessmen, others might be whatever you want to, but the teacher will remain at that place. That means that the teacher didn't get promoted as it should be, as it must be. She I think must be promoted more than that. And teacher also are less paid than the other promotion. When you look at a teacher or an engineer or those person who have the same background in terms of year of studies, you will find that the engineer is well paid, the doctor is well paid, but the teacher isn't, and that is why for these three reasons I think that the teacher are underestimated, are underappreciated as a career. They are underappreciated. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Babuti. Very nicely said. Very well said.
Richard, is Babuti alone?
No. Yes. He has Maria. Maria's on team A too. On team A. So Maria, are you here, Maria? Hello, Maria. Maria, are you here? Maria.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so.
Some minutes.
Okay, so Maria.
Okay.
Tell us why teaching is underappreciated or why it's so important.
Because less of salary.
Okay.
Maybe. And yes, because, you know, teacher is more hard work and less salary, so that's why.
Okay. So basically your position is that they work very, very hard, but they don't really get...
But teaching professional is very good. It's very good.
Okay. So basically, they're very hard workers. Most teachers are hard workers, but they don't get compensated. Really, they don't get compensated for the work they do or for the influence they have, right?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Okay, thank you, Maria.
Okay,
so now we're going to go to Team B. Okay, so on Team B, George, we will start with you.
Okay, thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Yeah, the topic is very, very interesting. Teaching is the world's most underappreciated career choice. So here we are talking about choice. But we know that human, and the nature of human, is that he's fighting for his survival and he wants to fulfill his needs. And one of his needs is mental needs. To feel the pleasant mental state. And how we do that? With knowledge. So, the knowledge is you will learn from you have different sources. But the one who will give you this instrument to use these sources are teachers. And I was listening to the group A, they said less paid, less salary. You know, the one, and especially teachers, and those who are try to spread knowledge. They hate, but you give them value. It means your job has this value. No, they are asking for this money just to fulfill their needs, their family and things. But the job, is they adore it. But nowadays, the value are changing because the money, and they want that we give them, we put them in the balance and we give them how much they cost. But before, no. For them, just a word like, well, I learned from Richard. When he's here or not, this is beautiful. Who was Richard? He's the one who teach me English. And I was learning from him. You are here or not. This is a beautiful. So for them, and you will ask me and ask anyone here, do you remember your teachers? Maybe he will give you then all the name of his teachers, one by one. His positive side, negative, but they will never forget them. Do you think this is not the most important thing? This is the most important gift that you, maybe me, maybe others, when we will pass away, no one will remember us. But for me, if I will be with my have family, kids and things, now I'm repeating their names. I will repeat them to my kids. I would, and those, they will say, my father said. They are immortal. Immortal not physically, but their soul and their, what they did will all the time survive. So if the people and all the people think in that way and what they are offering, that's when they teach. They are trying to develop what we call consciousness in your mind. You would be more conscious. And the way that you will try to find the good way for the well-being of human. Wow, fantastic. So for them, if they understand, they will say nothing. Nothing will take and keep the balance to between what we are doing and what we are offering. You will offer them all things perhaps it will be not enough. But for them, just to remember or to hear that one of their students is now doctor or president, for them, wow, it's really fantastic. So don't measure this beautiful job with money. And don't think that I was a student, you were a student, your teacher, and will stay all the time eternal in your mind and in your speech. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George. Very well said. Very nicely said. So let's go to Salima. Salima, what would you like to say about this, please?
Hello, everyone. I think that the teaching is not underappreciated career in the, choice in this world. I don't agree with this idea because I know that all people in this world have had their teachers, as George told before, and they show us very good way. And sometimes when we wanted to give up, they protect us and they wanted to accomplish our aim in this world. I think that without teachers, there will not be any engineers, doctors, or even any professions we couldn't talk about. And when we see the educational systems country, easily we can see how big appreciate Korea is teaching. And teaching means that we learn the life and we know around the world who surrounded us. Without teaching, we couldn't learn anything. I think that teaching Korea, yes, salary is a little all in this every country, but I don't agree this situation. Of course, I want it if I am a president or some kind of person who can a financial teacher salary. I will give them very high salary in this world. That never and ever forgot that without teacher, all people should be ignorant and they couldn't understand even the environment. So teachers are most important person in our lives. Sometimes in my country there is this saying that teachers are your second parents, because they care us, they teach us from the kindergarten to the universities. We need teachers to get knowledge and to they give us that the teachers should give all knowledge to us on our hard working too. But without their direction, without their explanation, we couldn't get this life very easily. So I think that appreciate this teaching, and we should tell that teaching is most appreciated profession career in this world. And thank you for attention.
Okay, thank you, Salima. Your voice was a little bit quiet, so let me paraphrase what you said so that we can make sure everybody heard what you said. Okay. So basically what you said is, and I'm paraphrasing, okay? So they never leave us. They're basically the backbone of society. Many people do it not because of the money, but because of the passion they have. if you were president, you would give them a higher salary because they deserve it for the work they do. Without teachers, people would be ignorant. They're also like, you know, sometimes a second set of parents or role models, you know, counselors or friends, basically, right? So they play a very critical role in society, and people do appreciate them for that role they play. That sound about right?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. I just paraphrased it because you have a soft voice and some people might not have heard you. So thank you very much, Salima. Very well said. Okay? Okay, you're welcome. So before we go to Grace, we have Alex here. Hey, Alex. How are you?
How are you, Richard? I'm fine, thank you.
So we're doing the debate now. Before we go to Grace, the debate is on the topic of teaching as the world's most underappreciated career choice. Team A agrees with that comment. Team B disagrees with that comment. Team C is going to listen. So would you like to choose a team before we finish with Team B?
I would choose Team C, and if someone is to write me,
okay.
I will give it.
Okay, so I put you on Team C, so thank you for joining us. So, Grace, tell us what you think now. It's your turn, please.
Okay. Teaching is underappreciated career. This topic is a little bit, when I'm thinking about that, I feel no. It depends on teacher. If teachers are good, sure, it will not underappreciated career. Because nowadays, some teachers wanted to bring so much money by this job. Like here in my country, people are going for coaching center for getting admission in college. And they are taking some tips and coaching from teachers. And those teachers are getting very high salary. But they don't bother. Their students are catching their lectures or not. But still, they are paying very hard. And yes, students are doing very hard work and they are getting also good marks. Being a teacher, I have gone through so much experiences in my life. So if you don't mind, I want to share my own life.
Sure.
When I was hardly 20, I had my elder son. He was 1 year old. And I wanted to do something. And I wanted to choose career as a teacher. And that time I was just doing my graduation. So I got opportunity to teach kindergarten student, small children. Because without Bachelor of Education, B.Ed, and after Master of Education, then M.Ed, Master of Education plus M.Sc. Then only you will go for higher secondary teaching. But that time I was not capable of getting that kind of job. So I was doing kindergarten children's as a teacher. And I found that period, those children's are so connected with me. If I didn't go there 2 days because of my own son's problem, they were waiting for me and they wanted to meet me like my school campus. They wanted to come 4 or 5 walk to me. Oh, madam, why didn't you come yesterday? And they were just feeling like they are catching my hand and they are walking with me. And that kind of love only teacher can get. Yes, they are very pure heart. They are small children. That's why might be they love their teacher. But same when I had my Bachelor of Education, then Master of Science, then Master of Education, I preferred to go for higher secondary school. I was not interested. I found very happiness with children. But our principal said, you have that qualification, why don't you go for higher secondary school? And yes, that time it was like a challenge and I got that job. But I was missing those small children because they were pure heart. But in senior secondary also, teachers are doing very good job. I have seen if there are 20 teachers, hardly 5 teachers are just for getting salary. But 15 teachers wanted to do hard work for bringing their school's name up. But because of young children, means they are so selfish. Just they want to get knowledge from teacher. After back of teacher, they want to do whatever they like. But I think if teacher, she is good, she can manage those kind of children also with love and with little bit strictness. So I have seen in my life so much teacher, when we went to our parents' home, when we saw those teacher, right now also, we've touched their feet. And it seems like sure we do that because now they are retired person, but still they have fame. Every person said, oh my God, that chemistry, if that Mallevar sir was there, no one say that chemistry is a hard subject. It means if you are teacher, you have to do hard work over that. There are average and upper average students are there. If children are not good in education, that teacher must take responsibility to bring up that children, at least to bring little bit close to average children. So it is teacher's duty. If teachers do their duty, I think it is never underappreciated career. Because I have seen so many people are saying that, no, because of my teachers, I got this position. Even when results has declared, they were writing there. Yes, for this teacher, that teacher, I am getting this. So salary, yes, salary comes later. First comes appreciation. If teacher really like a good teacher, he will sure get appreciation. And I think when you going to choose teacher's job, you are not hungry for appreciation. Your work make you capable to get your appreciation. And so that I think teacher's job is noble job, because whatever in world today they have position, they are getting career, first step they are getting from teachers only. So it is because teachers are higher than small children, so it is teachers' duty, they should show themselves like a role model, so other children are also following them and they feel like proud for their teacher. That's why I think, yes, we should never say that teacher's job is underappreciated job. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Very nicely said, and happy that you provided an example of your situation. So thank you so much. Okay. So
yes, did you know that time I had my own son, but I was forgot for a little time because of those small kids. Like, oh my God, they were waiting for me. I was not coming yesterday. That's when they are like a family member.
Yeah. No, I completely understand what you're saying. Completely. So thank you so much. Okay. We finished Team A and Team B, Team A and Team B. So let's go now to Team C. So again, if you would like to, again, evaluate what people said based upon, the position they took, their argument they made, and then obviously if you would like to amplify or provide your own feedback as well. So the first one is going to be Benham. So Benham, you are first.
Okay, thank you very much. Alik, I'm not going to speak about the topic because it is clear and my friends in Team B did a great job. I'm not going to repeat the same thing. Okay. So I'm going just to vote for Team B.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, so every time I always go, so. Okay, so, what would you like to say? So? Hello? It isn't what we say that defines us, but what we do. So. Okay, maybe you cannot speak right now. So let's go to Elham. Elham, what would you like to say about this?
Okay, I would like to say I would give 90% of my vote to Group B and 10% to Group A. yeah, can we have, something like that, Yeah. Our friends in Group B really did a great job. I wasn't thinking like that or looking like that to this, you know, topic, but George, Grace, and Maria, yeah, I think.
Slightly
less. Yeah, they had a very, very beautiful and great look to the topic. But I also believe that sometimes some teachers are not paid enough and are not paid well. So, yes, in this case, we can say that they are not enough appreciated, but the topic was the most underappreciated. No, of course, no. What about farmers? Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't think that they are the most, you know, underappreciated ones. But yes, there are some schools or, I don't know, some institutes that really, you know, for example, some English institutes, I have heard about them because, you know, I was looking for a job as English teacher in institutes. And I came to this conclusion that some of the institutes take a lot of money from, you know, the students, but they give a very, very low percent of, you know, the money they get to the teachers.
Right.
And we know that, you know, the most part of the thing is done by teachers. Teachers are those who are teaching English, you know, right. So they are giving the service, but in many institutes, you know, or even in some, you know, universities here, I've heard that they give very, very low, you know, money to, very, very little money to teachers. And so this is why I say, yes, yeah, sometimes they are not enough appreciated as they have to. But, oh my God, you know, when my friends were talking in Group B, I said, yes, this is what I have to do. I have to experience teaching. This is, when George was saying, isn't it enough to be remembered all by, you know, your students for all of their lives? Uh-huh. Isn't it appreciation? What, you know, what do we want more than this? To remain in minds of people? Isn't it appreciation? It is, for sure. I never can get more. I never can get more to be alive in someone's mind. And, you know, when they think of us, they have these sweet memories of learning something from somebody. And I've had these teachers that I remember. Oh my God. I really love them. And they always remain in my mind and memory. And I always appreciate them. So, you know, yeah, oh my God, thank you for friends and Team B that, you know, remind us that appreciation is not always money. The biggest part is to, you know, do something good and to, oh my God, let me tell you this way. This is how I feel. The greatest thing that we can do for people is to make them feel well. And I'm always looking for this. All I try with my friends, with, you know, whatever I do with my family members, or I always, you know, I've always loved teaching because it is something that you can make someone feel good. You can teach something to someone so she would have this very good feeling, you know, that he has learned something new. So yes, they are appreciated. And yeah, I vote for Team B. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, Elham. Very, very well said. Thank you so much. Okay, so you're back, so.
Yes.
Okay, so what team would you like to pick, and what do you think about the topic?
Okay, I'll start. What I think about the topic.
Sure.
First, we have to distinguish between two things. A teaching as a profession and a teachers. Who we appreciate teachers themselves or teaching as a profession. That's an important thing we should distinguish. And what level? At university, not the same as primary school or in middle school or in high school, not the same. And in what country? Not as Team A said, they didn't say, I think they represent themselves, their country. But if we speak, you're not choosing.
Go ahead.
Okay. Not all the countries treat their teachers or teaching as a profession the same time. In private sector, not the same as public sector. If we talk about money, if I teach at university, I have a lot of privilege. It's a very big status, and it's huge. Not the same as in primary school, because the years they study not the same thing, not the same amount of years. In primary school, they study just in my country 3 years. That's all. So the salary, they start with from baccalaureate exam or bachelor exam. I don't know how to say it in English. And they start counting the years. So the valuable thing is by years, how many years you study first. And then if they were talking about we appreciate this job and it's amazing. It's, of course, it's a noble job. And I will substitute this with the survey that they did in 2013. They were, the result of the survey, they said the majority of teachers in the world, they are satisfied with their job and it's a choice. The opposite of fewest people think that the salary is not enough. And the survey said women tend to teach more than men because it's suitable for her, as Grace said. Why she choose to be a teacher at kindergarten? Because it suited her. Holidays, she can have her lives and have salary, she can have a career also, she can study also. A teaching it gives you free time also. And what makes things valuable to someone is all this, not because we think like we are materials now, you have to gain money to live. But in my country, if I start to see if whether that's valuable or not, the candidate who were willing to have this job, we have just this year 1 million candidates. Uh-huh. 1 million candidates, they want to teach. Just in primary school, high school, and middle school, just 1 million, amazing. And why? Because it's offer a lot of opportunities to them, as I said before. So in our society, it's very, very valuable to teach. Other countries, I don't know. We have to make a survey. But in my countries, yes. So my vote is for Team B. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Soso. Very well stated. All of you, you know, great job in terms of explaining what you think and why you think so. And that's a really good point, so that you bring up, is that some of this, you know, maybe the emphasis, you know, some countries may put more emphasis on their educational institution, right? You know, so some cases you have to look at this probably country by country. Okay, so Alex, if you're still here, we'd like to give you the opportunity to speak.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so what do you think about it, and what do you think about what you heard from Team B? I don't think you heard Team A, so basically we're going to give you your opinion. You can tell us what you think, but the voting – so before we go to you, congratulations, Team B. You guys won, okay? So 3 votes for Team B. We had Benham, Soso, and Elham all – and it's a shame because Babuti's not here, so he doesn't know that his team lost. Maria – your team did not win, but thank you anyway. So, Alex, what do you think about the topic?
I actually didn't hear either of them. Okay. So I cannot actually evaluate. But if you ask about my opinion, teaching is the world's most underappreciated choice. I can say because of three reasons. Number one, you may know some college or university pass outs from University of California, but you never know their teacher's name. What I believe is there is a teacher and a girl behind every successful man.
Okay.
But you'd never know their names, actually. Okay. So there is no appreciation in it. Number two, let's take an example.
Uh-huh.
You know Albert Einstein, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Do you know his teacher's name?
No.
Exactly. You know Bill Gates?
Yep.
Do you remember his teacher's name?
Nope.
That's number one reason that I believe teaching is the most underappreciated career choice. Number two, I forgot it. Sorry.
Okay. But your point, I think we understand your point. Your point is that, you know, we don't really. We know that somebody did it, but we don't necessarily know who did it, who is the one that provided the influence, or it could be more than one, right? The people that provided the influence, right? That's what you're trying to say, is we remember the product. Okay, so let me use we look at the end result.
Let me tell you another example, please.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay, you have a daughter, right?
Yep.
Okay, when she tops in her class or takes very high marks. What do you usually say to your neighbors? Do you feel proud of her or her teacher?
Yeah, I feel proud of her, yeah.
You're proud of her? You never say that the credit goes to her teacher.
Right.
You always say, my kid is a bright kid. She deserves it. You never give appreciation to the teacher. It's a human nature, actually. I do the same as well. So I don't know on which basis they voted for Team B, but in my opinion, Team A is a clear winner.
Okay. Well, no.
I wish I was in Team A.
So very, very, very interesting. And actually, you know, I like that point. You're right. I mean, my daughter just graduated last week. She actually graduated with the honors program. She had a perfect score, so she did very, very well. She worked very hard, but you're right. I mean, you know, we don't normally think of showing the appreciation to the teacher. We think about the end result, right? The end result is we were taught something, right? But we don't think about the people behind the curtains, okay, if you will, right?
Richard, yeah. Well.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. There is only one point when we always remember the teachers. Do you want to know what? When?
When?
When our kids fail. we always rush to the school and ask the principal or the dean that please change his class teacher. She is not teaching well. My son is getting failed. There's the only point when we give credit to the teacher, actually. Thank you.
Interesting. very interesting. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You know, Richard, Alex is thinking that they are doing their duty. They are paid for that. They are paid for that. And they don't think what is behind. They are paid for that. And this is a big mistake. So, when you think they are paid for that, and why my daughter didn't succeed or something like that, and she's doing well, she's very smart, because you think that teachers are paid to do that. This is their duty, and they should. No. What we are talking now about the career teaching, the teacher, not the duty, the philosophy of teaching. And when they bring to you not socially and economically talking, uh-huh, that see this job and the beauty of this job. But our annex is talking about, like, in a way of economical way, and they are paid, and this is their duty. And if my daughter, my son don't succeed, this is their problem. I blame them. Why? You are a bad teacher. Yes, we are talking now economically. But the topic was, we are talking about the philosophy and the beauty of this career. Thank you.
Okay.
May I say something too?
Sure. Go ahead, Elham. Go ahead.
No, when Alex was saying this, you know, it was beautiful at first. I said, oh, yes, he's right. But, you know, I'm thinking, no, when you are, you know, for example, eating bread, okay? Do you think of the farmer that, you know, planted, you know, the what is that?
The wheat, yeah.
Yes, the wheat, yeah. Do you think of the farmer? Or, for example, of the doorman, the person who, you know, made this? Or right now, you turn on the light, do you think of the... Edison? Do you? So, does it mean that if you think of the person behind it, or the builder, or I don't know, someone who made it, it means appreciation? No. What is appreciation? I don't agree with this definition of Alex for appreciation. And I should say that if this is the definition, they do get the most appreciation, because we hear about the teachers and, you know, the great job that they do and the value of teaching, you know, a lot. I myself have heard a lot about it, and we celebrate their days and we do lots of things for them, and they are paid. And, you know, some teachers in Iran, they say that we are not enough, you know, we are not paid well, you know. And but whenever you go, you see that they, you know, they have lots of privileges. You know, if you go to dentist, if you go to swimming pool, if you go to, you know, shopping center, lots of things are free for them, lots of things are cheaper for them. And, you know, they have somehow a part-time job. They don't work full-time, and they are getting enough money for it. But, you know, for example, some women who are teachers, they just go to school 3 days in week, and just from morning till noon, and they get enough money for it that, for example, I didn't get for a full-time job all days in the week. And they say, criticize and say, we are teachers. Why don't you appreciate us? Why don't you give enough money to us? Oh, my God. I have gone to university. You have gone to university, too. So we are both educated. You are doing your duty. I am doing my duty, too. Sometimes my job is even harder than you. Believe me, sometimes some jobs are, you know, teaching is not that hard. You have learned something. Of course, it can be hard, and, you know, it takes a lot of energy, and I really don't deny this. I told you, I appreciate my teachers a lot. But, you know, they are making it big. You know, you have a job like other people. Other people, you know, work hard too as you. But, you know, so we shouldn't look at this way. So please let's thank you, Edison, for, you know, giving us this opportunity to, you know, turn on the light.
I would like to respond.
May I say something?
Let hey, Alex, let's also go real quickly than you, okay?
Okay.
I'd like to say something about your paid. It's not a good way to say it, but I have experience in my childhood. A teacher herself told us this way: we are paid. You have to work hard on yourself. If you don't do your duties, exercises or not, I don't care, because this is the way that teachers themselves said to us. So how can the parents would deal with that, with this kind of teachers? I know the reason why I said the difference between teaching and teachers are not the same. Teaching as a profession are valuable and noble, and it's very well appreciated. But the teachers themselves, I don't know why they choose this job. If they don't know that they don't know how to deal with kids, they should not do it. But because of the salary, it's good, I said, in my country, and social security is also, holidays, as I said, that gives them this opportunity to work this job. But the teachers themselves, in my experience, I had a negative experience with my teachers, and the reason why I said that. So it's not just we say, parents say, you are paid. Sometimes you have to say to say these things to a teacher, especially if she is careless. And I am witness because I used to assist meeting with teachers because of my brother, and lot of kids they are you have no idea, they give flowers to, even including my brother, he didn't give flowers to my mother, he gives to a teacher, take it. Imagine that, how sweet that. And because they spent 8 hours with teacher,
right.
With their mothers, they don't spend it. When they got home, they got tired, they go play and they go sleep. But the teachers, teaching is very valuable, but the teachers themselves, sometimes they don't appreciate that. So it's not, if we want to appreciate this job, they should appreciate their job first. They should know that they have to appreciate this job first, and then the society will think of that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Soso. Alex, did you want to say something, Alex?
Yeah, first of all, I would like to say that in my opinion, wait a minute. Where is the word? Okay, in my opinion, appreciation is giving due credit to someone who deserves it. Whether it's in the form of remuneration, a blessing, appreciation, or you just take him with you on the stand or stage, that he's the one behind my success.
Right.
So, I actually want to explain one of my personal experience as well. I am actually one of the very few people in Pakistan who holds multiple majors in Cisco certifications. I was a superstar in my ex company. When they transferred me from the operations department to the training section, where I became their core trainer, I suddenly became responsible for every mistake everyone do in this company. Even if few janitors who are more than 70 years old cannot operate their voice over IP phone, it will eventually be my responsibility that they are not trained well. So actually, I fully agree that teaching is the world's most underappreciated career choice, and I'm not going to be a trainer in my life as well.
Okay, thank you. So Amina's here as well. Amina. Hello, Amina.
Hello, Rick.
How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. And I just wake up.
Okay, so you just woke up?
Late. Yeah.
So do you want to tell us what you think about the topic, about teaching as the world's most underappreciated career choice? What do you think about that?
Okay, so right now let me listen to all of you first, okay?
Okay, we've actually went through everybody. We already voted. Team B won. Okay. So we're just having a general discussion. So let me give you all my feedback on this topic as well. And then we can open it up to other things as well. I think in a healthy society, everybody has a role, right? So let's say, for example, I had my own country. Okay, if I had my own country in a society, you know, everybody has a role. You know, you have a public service industry, people that keep the lights on, people that keep the water coming to your house, right? You have healthcare industry, you know, where you have nurses and doctors. You have public services as well for firemen or policemen, okay? So a healthy society functions upon many different roles in society, okay? Teaching or the education industry is part of that society, right? So when you look at the way that a society is formed, every role has its importance, right? Whether you're a teacher, whether you're a plumber, whether you're an electrician, whether you're an architect, whether you're an engineer, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a police, whether you're in the government, okay, every part of society operates with the other parts of society in a healthy society, right? So I think in teaching, I heard a lot of good feedback on both ends. And I think that something I strongly agree with is that, you know, for any job that you do, but you should feel passion for the job you're doing, okay? That is separate from the money you get, okay? You know, what we get paid and the passion we feel for a job, you know, they're not always the same thing, right? We may enjoy the job we do very, very much because that's what we have passion for. That's what we like. We may not get a high salary, but we do it because we feel something inside of us that calls to us to do it because we feel strongly about doing it, okay? And I believe there are certain jobs in the world, you know, that have a very strong influence over future generations. I think teachers have a very large role in society because they are educating the future generations, okay? I think that's very, very important. I also agree that you know, around the world, teachers are, in general, appreciated. It doesn't mean that they make a lot of money. And it depends. If you're at a high-ranking university as a professor, in my country, you're going to get a pretty good salary, okay? If you are a kindergarten teacher or a middle school teacher, you're not going to make a very good salary compared to somebody teaching at a university, okay? So it depends. You know, teaching is a very broad category, very broad career, right? You can teach technical skills. You can teach in a university. You can teach, you know, online. You can teach in many different ways, okay? So I think it's too broad of a category in some cases to be very specific. But again, I think that, you know, it's appreciated in different ways. I personally feel that teachers do have a very, very large role in a society, for a healthy society, because education... And I'm not talking about education in a university. I'm talking about education in terms of learning knowledge, okay? And that could be done in a university. That could be done outside a university, okay? A friend can educate you, right? A mentor can educate you. A role model can educate you, okay? It doesn't always have to be a teacher in a university, okay? There's many ways to become educated, okay? Teaching is not always defined as somebody that has a teaching certificate, okay? So again, I think that it's a critical role in our society that people pass knowledge on from generation to generation. That's a very critical role. We would not be we would not be where we are in our world today without having that role and having that knowledge being passed on from generation to generation. And I think a lot of people do appreciate their teachers. We may not know them by name. We may not remember them by name. But we remember in general that I had a large influence on our life. I mean, I still remember many of the teachers that I had, okay, by name, okay, because they did have a large influence on me, okay. But again, you know, teaching is one element of a healthy society. You know, you cannot, I think that you cannot say that one part of society is necessarily any more important than the other, because if you had teachers, but you didn't have engineers, okay, or you had teachers, but you didn't have people that made sure you had water to your house or electricity to your house, okay, those are also critical career choices that people have, right? So a healthy society is based upon a balance of all the critical skills necessary to support that society. Education is one of them. It's not the only one. Education is one of them. Teachers are one of them, okay? That's the way I look at it. Okay? That's my opinion. I'm not taking it back. All right.
Great opinion. Thank you for your opinion. I liked it.
Well said, Rick. Well said. Very well said.
We got to look at the big picture, and if any one of us, you know, had our own country, if we were in charge of our own country, you know, how would you keep it? How would you set it up and maintain it as a healthy society? And that requires roles by everybody, you know.
Yes, you know, that's true.
People don't think, you know, it's so funny. People don't think about the role that people that take trash. Think about the people that take trash from the front of your house every day, okay? People that take care of the sewers, right? People say, oh, my gosh, oh, wow, I would never have that job to pick up trash. Well, you know what? That's a critical part of a healthy society. What would happen if people didn't pick up trash in front of your house? Okay? What would happen if people didn't take care of the sewers, okay, for the toilet system, okay? Those are critical jobs in society, okay? If people stopped doing those jobs, what would happen? You would have disease, okay? You would have all kinds of negative things, right? So every job in a healthy society is important. Every job plays a role, okay? And some people may have a stereotype. They say, oh, my gosh, doctors are so wonderful. You know, medical doctors are so wonderful. They cure diseases. Well, if you don't have somebody that takes care of your trash, okay, people are going to get diseases, right? You know? If you don't have people that, like, if you don't have people that grow wheat, people aren't going to eat, okay? So you need to have farmers. You need to have agriculture. You need to have all these different things. All those roles are important in a society, okay? They complement each other, you know?
Yes, agree.
So anyway, okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So anybody else have – so, Amina, you heard what we said. So what do you think about – the topic at all? Anything?
Yes, so about the topic.
Uh-huh.
I will be in Team A.
Oh, why?
Yes, and if we get a disease and we cannot live for long and we live in pain, so for me, I would like, I prefer to be died.
So you would prefer to be dead if people cannot live long?
I'd be dead, yes.
Oh my gosh, don't be so drastic, okay? You don't need to be dead, all right? Okay?
maybe she confused between the topics.
Yeah, I think so, George, yeah, I think so. So basically, Amina, what we're saying is teaching is the world's most underappreciated career choice. How important do you think teachers are in society, Amina? How important are teachers?
In society.
Yeah, teaching. How important is teaching as a career in society?
Can you type this word for me, please? Okay.
Yeah, society. Or in your life. How important in Vietnam and in Hanoi, I mean, you grew up, you went to school, you went to college.
Society.
Yeah, society. Uh-huh.
How teacher?
Yeah.
Teaching about society.
Well, how important is the career of teaching in society?
Oh, okay, I see. I think in Vietnam, before they didn't teach so much about that. Yes, and nowadays I see they begin teaching about something like this in primaries, even secondary uh-huh. school,
uh-huh.
and high school too.
Uh-huh.
But before I was in primary school, secondary school, and also high school, I I wasn't thought about this. And just now, knowing, understanding by myself. Yes, no one teach about that. But nowadays, I think Vietnamese education system pay more attention about teaching society. Yes, so it gets more important nowadays.
Oh, good. Very good. Okay, thank you, Amina. Thank you very much.
So I will be in Team IRP.
Well, I think what you're saying is that you think it's important and it hasn't always been in your country. In Vietnam, the education system was not really put as a priority. That's what I heard you say. So in your country, it's being treated as a higher priority. That's what I heard you say, which is good. Again, let me say something real quickly when I talk about our company, our organization, Dreams in Motion. One of the things we look at when we think about working with a country such as Vietnam, recently we've been working with Mina's friend Autumn to, you know, provide some services in Vietnam, right? So one of the things we want to look at is how is education treated in that country? Is it a priority? Is it not a priority? You know, is there backing or support at a government level for having a good education system? Because I think most of us would agree that the foundation for the health of an economy, a national economy in any country, is the education system in that country. Okay, when you provide people opportunity for knowledge or to gain knowledge, you lift that country up, right? I think most of us would agree with that, I think. So when you have a society that puts emphasis on finding education opportunities for citizens, you know, that's good. You know, from a national growth standpoint, right? Economically and other ways as well, right? As well as long, of course, with job opportunities. It doesn't do any good to graduate college and have a good degree and not have jobs, okay? But assuming that jobs are available, the education system is critical to a healthy society, I believe. That's my belief. So that's one of the factors we look at when we think about working with a country such as, you know, in Vietnam or other countries. Because that
is it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Is it in my country? Population is very high, and education people are doing so much education now for admission in college. There is less seat, and students are so much. They are going through very hard competition now.
Oh yeah.
But they are not getting job.
Well, no, and that's, you know, this is the challenge. You know, again, if you were in charge of your own country, Grace, if you had your own country called Graceland, okay, mm-hmm. and your own country, and you could set up your country, you know, what would be, the basis for developing a healthy society? You would look at, you know, basically what are the innovations, what are the technologies, what are the future demands, right, at a global level? You would also look at your own natural resources, right, in your country. What kind of natural resources do you have? Sometimes, you know, for some countries, the greatest natural resource are the people, right, the human capital, right? Other countries may have a lot of natural resources. They may have oil. They may have whatever, you know, minerals. Okay, they may have, you know, agricultural capability. Okay, so you have to, I think, when you look at it, you have to think about providing a society that not only provides educational opportunities. And when I say education, remember, I'm not only talking about university. There are many vocational skills, okay,
yes,
that people can mm-hmm. learn, electricians, plumbers, you know, other jobs that don't require you to go to university, okay? There are vocational skills. So a healthy society creates educational opportunities, whether it's through a university or vocational skills or entrepreneurship. Okay, maybe you want people to become small business owners, okay? But not only do they provide the education opportunities, they provide the employment opportunities for those educational, okay? And I think that's critical, is that when you have a society that has more people that have degrees than you have jobs, then of course competition is going to increase very, very high, right? Because now you have too many people that have all these high degrees, but your jobs are limited. Okay, so I think as a society, you know, if you're in charge of a country, you have to look at all these things, you know.
We hope you enjoyed today's session. If you would like to participate in the next conference, we invite you to check the schedule and the topic at http://www.globalenglishgroup.com/group-chat. Thank you very much for participating, and see you next time. See you next time.